BadgerCast number 17.
Badgers, we don't need no stinking badgers.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
Welcome to BadgerCast, your predictive slice of Wisconsin life. I'm Dale.
And I'm Julie.
And I just picked this song out of the blue because I thought it would be nice to have a new intro song kind of to bring us in. But it has been a pain of pain.
A what?
It's been a pain to get this started.
Yes, it has.
Now we had internet. Intertube problem.
Can you turn the volume down? Because
yes.
I can't hear you. Thank you.
Okay.
Completely off.
Completely off.
Completely off.
You want to do this?
No, but I want to be able to hear.
Okay.
So that I...
Well, we had intertube problems.
We did. And what did it turn out to be? Because the iPhones weren't working, my computer, your computer, nothing was working.
Well, somehow the wireless just died.
But you reset it, right?
Yeah, I had to turn off everything and turn it back on.
Well, then it was pretty simple. So now we're here and we're recording.
Yes.
On this lovely Sunday evening.
It rained all damn day.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't get out for my bike ride.
But you did go to the Y.
I did go to the Y. And
how was the warm pool?
Oh, the warm pool is wonderful. It's anywhere between 90 and 93 degrees.
Except last week. I went to the warm pool. It was cold. It was cold on
Thursday. Was I there? No,
Thursday.
I don't think I was there.
It was the day that we went and you didn't swim.
Ah.
It was cold.
Hmm.
All right, I'm whining. But it was still cold.
Well, considering it was 45 degrees out and rainy and windy, the 90 felt really good.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I stayed here and... tried to prepare for another podcast I should do tonight.
Probably will.
Anyway.
What does it bring us to today for our show?
A lot of no show notes, but that's pretty normal.
I have a good idea of what we're going to do. When was the last time we did a show? A couple weeks ago?
2 weeks.
So, really, in my view, not much has been going on with me except for work, huh?
Yeah.
Why are you giving me that look?
Work, and same with me.
Yeah, work is good. Yeah, work is good. Uh-huh. Right now I'm a little frustrated with work because the people they're waiting for hours didn't turn in their available hours for Friday, so I still have no clue what I'm working the next week.
Oh, well.
I usually like to have that done before the end of the week. But
well, as long as they don't call you at 4 a.m. and say, could you be here by 7?
That would be a little disgruntled. Yeah, I would be. Anyway, so work has been doing good. And guess what today is?
What is today?
It's Sunday. It's the last day of spring vacation.
Yes,
the world. Which means at 7:30 tomorrow morning, The three of them go back to school. Yay!
Yay!
And the peanut gallery, I don't care if you heard that or not.
Okay, well, that does kind of bring us back to last week, the first day of their summer vacation, or spring break, whatever. Spring break in Wisconsin is just less ice.
True.
But we went to the Brewers game.
We did. There's no more Easter Bunny at this house.
Yeah, there's not much chocolate either, by the way.
Oh, hush. There's enough chocolate. It's just not overflowing in baskets anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, we decided to do a family activity instead of Easter Bunny coming to visit, and I sprung for tickets to the Brewers game.
Very awesome, by the way. The Brewers versus the Cubs.
Yeah, and it was fine up until they got that one run.
A two-run homer in the top of the ninth.
Something like that.
Alfonso Siriano brought the second game of the season, the Brewers' first home loss.
Yeah. We had fun with the Cubs fans that surrounded us, though.
Yeah, they were pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Come over here so they can hear you, Josh. Come on.
Until someone told me to...
You got to talk into the mic. How did you like the baseball game?
Good.
Good? Did you catch a pop-up fly?
Almost.
You would have had they been a little closer.
They needed to be about another 30 feet closer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you had your glove ready, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. What else did you do in spring break?
Stayed home and ate Swedish fish.
Ah, yeah. Nothing else happened this week?
Although I did try a Coca-Cola icy.
Not quite what I was going for. What was Thursday? How quickly they forget. What was Thursday? I'll remind you, it was the 16th of April.
My birthday!
Yeah, and what did we do for your birthday?
Ate pizza from Pizza Hut, had a chocolate single cake, and I had to drink at least 2 root beer bottles.
Yeah, we bought special root beer, didn't we? We bought
Sprecher root beer.
Mm-hmm. Did you get anything for your birthday?
A bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, a nice bike, too.
Yeah, it was. Anything else?
Some Scrabble slam cards.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool game.
And a box of Legos.
Well, it was a Lego model kit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of a souped-up dirt bike?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you liking it?
Yep.
Okay. What are you going to say now to everybody?
Hi.
Okay, night, Josh.
Oh, peanut gallery number 2.
Number 3. What are you going to say?
Hi.
What else are you going to say?
I got kangaroo and cuddles.
Whatever. Say goodnight.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Night.
All right. As they all grab their last brownie of the evening.
Uh-huh. This is my fourth, to be exact.
We don't care. We're not counting. Night, Josh.
So, the Brewers game.
The Brewers game, yes. The three individuals in front of me, I don't know, mid-20s, mid to late 20s,
mm-hmm.
We were going back and forth. Cubs at one point had bases loaded, and they kept saying they were going to get, you know, we're going to get the grand slam, we're going to do this. And one word shut them up. Do you know what that one word was?
No.
It was socks. You mentioned the Chicago White Sox, and they were speechless. It was quite amazing.
Go Sox!
Yeah.
Maybe.
They did not get their grand slam. I don't even think they got one run. Yes. Well, they got one run on that. And then a couple innings later, we had bases loaded. And unfortunately, we didn't do anything but with it. But they were fun to tease back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle one has my undying gratitude because he made a comment about me being like 20-something. And I looked at him, I'm like, no, thank you very much for the compliment, but no.
Was that the big guy?
No, that was the short guy.
Oh, okay.
The big guy We're showing, what should we say? Pictures of an accident that he was in. And as an emergency room nurse, I found them quite interesting. Most everybody else would have been like, ugh, I don't want to look at him.
Oh, I think he was flirting with you myself.
Probably. Could have been.
Yeah.
Had fun. Anyway. You know, for what he showed me, he had been in a very bad car accident, and he's up walking around, which they said he would never do. So, you know, he put a lot of work into rehabbing and getting back up, and considering what he showed me, guy's doing awesome.
Good, good. Well, good time was had by all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Miller Park, every time I go there, I'm amazed and thankful that we spent the money to put the roof on.
We don't have a choice. They charge us extra sales tax. Remember?
Well, I know, but still, could you have imagined that game without
at County
the
Stadium?
Roof? Yeah.
No.
Because it was like 40 degrees outside.
Well, yeah, outside. Inside, I was comfortable in a t-shirt.
It was 65
or something. And a capris, yeah. And it was at least 65. And when we left, then I was freezing.
Yes.
Because it was windy. What else did we do this week? Oh, we actually went out to dinner again.
We did?
You and I.
Oh.
Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a late dinner.
Late dinner.
And went to a comedy club.
No, it really wasn't a comedy club. It was at the casino.
Well, the Potawatomi Casino's excuse for a comedy club.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yes.
And the first guy, not so hot. Second guy, decent.
Yeah.
And I don't remember his name. I knew he's from Chicago. That's all
yeah,
I know.
Yeah. The two headliners were from Chicago. One was from Chicago via the UK, and he was not all that funny.
No.
But the second guy, he was pretty good, and he told a good story. That was what made it
yeah, he was good. A very good storyteller. Mm-hmm. And that's half the battle.
Yeah. And he also said that, you know, the reason he comes to Wisconsin is to replenish his supply of cheese and porn.
Yes, he did. And you can do that right on 94. They're going through Kenosha. And he mentioned the Mars Cheese Castle, too.
Yes.
And I think in the same breath, he mentioned the Bong Recreational Center. Uh-huh.
Okay, barely. The Bong doesn't refer to marijuana. It refers to a person. Richard Bong. And we'll probably have that as a Cheesehead Spotlight at some point in time.
Yeah, I have a better Cheesehead Spotlight this week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you do this week?
Oh, well, I worked.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that we're going to have a vacation in early July.
Yeah, I'm hoping you have enough vacation time to cover it.
Well, I don't know yet, but we'll find out.
Mm. Yes, we will.
Other than that, everything seems to be going okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I know what I did, too. I forgot this. I did my first bike ride of the season last Sunday. Or Saturday, I did 20 miles.
Yes. Say where you went. I mean, you went from our house.
I went
in.
We'll back up a second. Friends of ours who used to live within a couple blocks of us bought a small farm. And they are now out in the, I don't know if they're considered the township of Palmyra or the township of Eagle. I'm not quite sure. But right on the border. They are 10 miles away.
Exactly.
And to get to their place, you could either take one of the main highways by our house and then to the county road, their main county road into their house, or like I did, I took the highway for a brief period of time and then I got on the county roads because I didn't want to be on the highway with, you know, it's the main thoroughfare and I'm still a little bike shy when there's a lot of traffic. And that goes back to a bike accident I was in about 15 years ago. But on my bike ride, Grace, you got to be quiet. On my bike ride, number two son, Ben, came along with me. And he's never been on a bike ride more than like just around the neighborhood. He made it the full 10 miles. We stopped once for about 5 minutes for a water break. and then made it out to the house. He stayed and played with his friends for a little bit, and then you went and picked him up because he didn't want to do the 10 back. And then I stayed and visited with the adults for a little bit and did my 10 miles back. And I think all total, that 20 miles took me just over 80 minutes. So that wasn't bad. The bike did go in to be fixed right after that, though, because the seat needed to be replaced.
So now you have a cushy seat.
I have
right?
a nice new gel seat. It's very nice. And then my handlebars I needed to have elevated because there's too much pressure bending over. My hands kept falling asleep. So now I have this. It looks really weird with the handlebars up, but it's much more comfortable. And hopefully we'll get more bike rides. And I've been trying to vary the route so I get somewhere between 8 and 10 miles in when I'm out. But trying not to hit hills in our neck of the woods is a little hard.
Well, they don't call this the Southern Kettle Moraine for nothing.
I know, I forgot. You know, when you're on the main roads, it doesn't look so bad. When you're on a bike and on the back roads, it's 45 degrees up, 45 down, 50 or 60 or 80 up, and another 45 down.
Yeah, and curvy.
And very curvy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But doing good. I made the whole, like I said, did the whole bike ride.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You haven't done that yet.
No. No, but I have ridden around the neighborhood and went to the town park.
Yeah, we've done the town park with the kids. I haven't.
It's about a mile away.
Yeah, about that. I bike with them to the park, and then I take off and do another loop, come back, pick them up, and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'll have maps by the end of the spring.
You'll have maps?
Oh, well, of the bike rides.
Where you go
and how,
blah, blah, blah.
How far they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, should we take a break?
Sure.
We've got a song from this week from Aerial Publicity. And
they have very good music.
Yeah, this is a guy named Gregory Douglas. And the song is Cathedrals on the Badger Cast.
I'm not going there. Too many comments.
Will you shut up so I can go?
Hi, this is Gregory Douglas, and you're listening to a track from my new album, Battler.
Sins are gonna thrive, silent, gonna thrive, thrive silent the guilty. Thank you.
Calling is a podcast where you'll always have a place to belong. Here's where your opinions and voices can be heard with intelligent discussion and without harassment. We broadcast every Friday night live, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and you catch the podcast every week free for download. BearCalling.com, the place where you belong.
That was a promo for Big C and Bear Crawling, and you can find him at BearCrawling.com.
Yes, or you can join in live and in the chat room on Friday nights from, let's see, our time it's 8:30 to 10:30, and I think Eastern time it's 9:30 to 11:30. Correct?
And yes. And before that was Gregory Douglas and Cathedrals, courtesy of Aerial Publicity. So we're back with the Cheesehead Spotlight.
That I did.
That you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the controversial Cheesehead Spotlight.
It is, because you and the kids versus me. The kids and I were at the mall, and somebody asked to get water. I said, go to the drinking fountain. And they're like, what's a drinking fountain?
Like a good Wisconsinite.
Oh, shush. And I explained the drinking fountain, and they said, you mean a bubbler. I'm like, no, I mean a drinking fountain. And we kept going back and forth, and I Twittered that day about it, and I got a few responses here. Now, these are the Twitter responses. Kevin from A Geek and His Wife chimed in and said, are you talking about a drinking fountain? And the question was, I believe, was, do you know what a bubbler is, or something to that effect? And who else? Nanette from For Whatever Reason also chimed in, and she goes, drinking fountain, what is a bubbler? Gosh, what else? Who else did I get here? Steve from Wicked Good Podcast chimed in, and he said, I thought they were only called bubblers in New England, and that's old school New England slang, he says at that. Charlie White chimed in and said, bubbler, you mean a Christmas light? And I had to look that one up, and he shows a picture of like an old fashioned, like, candle in the holder, but it's like an electric thing that goes on a Christmas tree, and I'd never even heard of that being called.
Yeah, I saw that, I guess it produces little bubbles.
Bubbles are like kind of going up the main part of the candle until it lights.
In other words, it's a lava lamp on the tree. Kind of.
Yeah, I'd say kind of. Let's see, who else chimed in? Oblivion chimed in and said, drinking fountain for sure, sometimes water fountain down where he is in northern Illinois. But at least he knew what a bubbler was and knew that certain Milwaukee people called it that. Shelly from Shelly's podcast chimed in and said she's never heard of a bubbler. Who else chimed in? Peacekeeper from Southern California chimed in and said, there in Southern California, it's a drinking fountain or water fountain. Spa Guy's wife, Crystal, chimed in and goes, bubbler. And I know that we have a couple voicemails on this, but let me break here for a second. And Steve also had sent me a Wikipedia reference, which I was going to look up when I got home, but he beat me to it. And here's what Wikipedia has to say about bubbler. Bubbler is a trademarked name that refers to a drinking fountain. In history, the bubbler was developed in 1888 by the then small Kohler Water Works, which is now the Kohler Company here in Kohler, Wisconsin, which was already known for its faucet production and still is. It says, while Harlan Huckleby is credited with the actual design, it was Kohler that patented it and trademarked the name. The original bubbler shot water 1 inch straight into the air, creating a bubbling texture, and the excess water ran back down over the sides of the nozzle. It was several years later before the bubbler adapted the arc projection, which allowed the drinker to partake more easily. The bubbler concept took off, and there were many copies. Since the name was trademarked, and other companies named their fountains the Gurgler and the Gusher, in the end, the generic terms water fountain and drinking fountain have become the standard terms used in American English for a device that shoots water into the air for the purpose of drinking.
Except here.
except for certain people that live around here. I stand by my drinking fountain or water fountain.
Okay. It's a bubbler.
It's a bubbler. It's a regional, a southeastern Wisconsin regionalism.
Anyway, let's take a break here a sec. Okay, break taken care of. Now, I know that when I had Twittered that day, that there were a couple other people that called in and left voicemails, and I put it out there again tonight before we recorded that if there anybody had their last say. So let's see what we got in the form of voicemails on this.
We got a new voicemailer, and his name is Dave. And I'm
from the Jen and Dave show.
I believe that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he has to say.
Hi, this is Dave, the Dave Vicelian. You may know me from such hit podcasts as the Jen and Dave Show and the Dave Vicelian. Well, I could chime in on the bubbler versus the drinking fountain. Here in California, we call them water fountains or drinking fountains or just fountains. But we never, ever, 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 ever call them bubblers. That just sounds nasty. That's like a Dick Tracy character. It's all mucusy and bubbly. Anyway, so, yeah. Don't spread that around, the bubbler thing. That doesn't sound right. Water fountain, drinking fountain, that's good. That's good. Wholesome names for drinking apparatuses. Have a good day. Hope that settled it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, and I'm not going there with that other stuff.
Okay. The bubbler. The first one, the oldest ones I saw, actually bubbled straight up from the middle.
As the definition said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now they kind of arc at your face from the left or the right. Mm-hmm. And they hit you in the nose a lot of times.
Drinking fountains winning.
No. We have one more on this controversy. And it's our friend Steve from GeekFit.
Hey, guys. It's Steve from GeekFit, geekfit.com. I have no idea what you mean by bubbler, drinking fountain versus bubbler, but I thought I would call and say, I'm going with the drinking fountain. Not sure why, but bubbler just sounds wrong. So put me down for a drinking fountain, one for drinking fountain. Have a good weekend, guys. Take care.
Yay. Mom's winning.
But.
But nothing.
In this house, I think we're mutually split in bubbler versus drinking fountain.
Hmm. Nah.
Well, if anybody else has any comments, you know where to get us. 206-202-2008 or thebadgercast@gmail.com.
I'm taking it as a win for drinking fountain.
All right. All right. Let's go around and bend the corner there, Rounder. Hey.
Only my husband would say that.
Hmm. That was a really bad cut of hayism, by the way. You agree? Okay. So. Now that we have the Cheesehead Spotlight done, do you have random Wisconsin facts? Or is the bubbler...
The bubbler was a combination Cheesehead and random Wisconsin fact thing.
Okay, so what have you been reading?
I've been rereading. There's nothing new out there that I have been able to get my hands on. So, what did I reread? I reread a series that came out a few months ago by Cherry Adair. And Night Moves, Night Shadows, Night Something. Yeah. Your basic boy meets girl, buff. Lots of innuendo, okay to reread. Yeah. I can't really go much more because there's a child sitting at the table here, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that takes us to non-bubbler-related voicemail.
Okay.
And it's from Crystal.
Hey guys, it's Crystal. Manager John, are you insane? Here's my thoughts on Call of Duty. No! Don't do it, Dale. Don't. I think they do have it for the Wii. But you can't play Rod and you can't play Manager John. So, you know, don't do it. There's better things in life you can do. No! Love ya. Bye.
Thanks, Crystal.
I will have to reiterate that sentiment. No.
All right. Well, there's plenty of things that I waste my time with now. I can't see myself wasting it with Call of Duty. Although, you know, maybe some other game. Who knows? But
You've been playing something on the Wii with the kids lately.
Well, we've been playing a lot of Wii bowling and Wii golf and Wii baseball and tennis. And speaking of the Wii, boxing, yes. I haven't done Wii boxing, though. Speaking of the Wii, we this morning made a couple Miis.
More Miis?
More Miis. More Miis for the stable of Miis. I created a PG. Well, no, I didn't. The kids created a PG me.
A philosophy guy, you?
Yeah, I look like Santa Claus, by the way. Ho, ho, ho. I know that we're kind of behind the curve on this one because when everybody got their me or Wii's about 2 years ago in the podcasting sphere, they made me's and traded me's between everybody. So I would love to, and I would send you the Santa Claus philosophy guy me, if I could figure out how to do it, to any podcaster who would like one, if you would like to send us your me.
We'll see what happens with that one.
Yeah, so contact me, not Emma, at 206-202-2008 or thebadgercast@gmail.com, and I'll send you my me.
Okay.
And maybe Julie's me if she'd like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. There's only one way I'm going to get into the Wii more, and that's once I can get a hold of the Wii Fit.
Wii Fit.
And the Wii Fit is pretty much not existent right now.
Well, not at least not around here. But that does bring up the question, since I can't play Call of Duty with Rod or Manager John because they don't have Wiis.
That's okay. We don't really want Call of Duty. Remember, I agreed with Crystal.
Yes, I know. But, I mean, there's got to be other games that I can play over the internet with other Wii people. I'm looking for suggestions for non-Call of Duty-type games. Maybe something a little bit more generic and
I'm shaking my head here, people. No.
I mean, good games, like kids, like family games. Like, you know, can you play Mario Kart over the internet? I don't know.
I can't play Mario Kart on the Wii. We know what happens. I get too damn dizzy.
Yeah. But, I mean, something like that. Because we're going to look to expand our Wii game collection at some point. So let's get some good ones that we can play over the internet.
Yeah, I'm holding out for the Wii Fit.
All right. So that's that's all the comments we had. We didn't have any additional email or anything. So
it's nice when we are kind of caught up and keeping to the almost every 2 weeks.
Yeah. So if you'd like to contact us,
you can get a hold of us at 206-202-2008. You can get a hold of me by email at donttickleme@gmail.com.
Or me at thephilosophyguyshow@gmail.com or at
thebadgercast@gmail.com
or on Skype or on Facebook or on Twitter when it's running.
Yeah, Twitter's been a little off today.
A little flaky today. So
you have another good song?
Once again with a song from Gregory Douglas from Aerial Publicity, and it's called Devotion. So this is Dale.
And Julie saying goodnight, everyone.
Good night.
Hi, this is Gregory Douglas, and you can find me online at MySpace, Facebook, or www.gregorydouglas.com, and Douglas has two S's.